Yahoo News props up 11-year-old transgender activist. By Catherine Hamilton on April 29, 2022. Yahoo Life published a story on Thursday about an 11-year-old boy who believes he is a girl, calling him a transgender activist and using his preferred pronouns. Fighting for equality has become a mission for Kai Shapley, an 11-year-old transgender activist who says her identity is not up for debate, the publication characterized the young child. Yahoo Life entitled the story, "Why This 11-Year-Old Transgender Activist is Fighting for the Right to Medical Care in Texas, I Have to Speak Up." Shapley told the reporter he was always a girl and believed he was transgender around the age of 3. "I was about 3 when I realized my mom and some of the people around me didn't know who I was. It took a little bit, obviously, but at about 4 and a half, my family and I came out publicly," the child detailed. Shapley's delusion has seemingly been nurtured by his mother, Kimberly, who in 2016 fought back when an elementary school in Pearland, Texas, refused to let Kai use the girls' restroom. Kimberly also testified before Texas lawmakers in opposition to bills that would protect women and girls from transgender activists. While doing so, she identified herself as a Republican, a Christian, and the mother of a transgender child, the report states. Shapley has since become an outspoken activist for trans rights and travels the country with his mother speaking in opposition to bills that would curtail the far-left transgender activist agenda. Just last year, Shapley spoke in front of the Texas Senate committee in protest of a bill which would have outlawed gender-affirming care for minors. The bill did not pass, but his testimony, in which he misquotes the Bible while reading his monologue from a cell phone, went viral. Shapley specifically referred to transgender people as the least of these, said God does not make mistakes and ignore the biblical teaching, he created the male and female. To the people that can't get the treatment that they need, and they have no way to work around it, it can be very harmful. It can make harmful changes to their body that can never be erased, Shapley claimed without evidence while speaking to the Yahoo Life reporter. I knew that I had to do something to stop that. Yahoo Life did not include any information about the potential dangers and long-term consequences of gender-affirming healthcare for minors, a far-left euphemism intended to make the mutilation of children sound like a compassionate course of action. Nor did the publication detail the types of procedures and treatments these children would undergo. Notably, the Biden administration recently released several documents promoting transgender sex reassignment surgeries and hormone treatments for children, calling the measures crucial to overall health and well-being. The most heinous option involves transforming children's bodies via irreversible surgeries with the goal of aligning their outward physical traits with their gender identity. The procedures listed include top surgery, to create male typical chest shape or enhance breasts, and bottom surgery, surgery on the genitals or reproductive organs. The document titled Gender-Affirming Care in Young People does not include more grotesque aspects of these surgeries, such as when young girls' breasts are cut off and fake penises are built from the tissue of another body part. The document also recommends puberty blockers and hormone therapy, which the Mayo Clinic said could cause infertility, loss of bone density, and the underdevelopment of sex organs, particularly for male minors taking puberty blockers. Yahoo Life ended its report by insisting Shapley is just like every other 11-year-old kid outside of his activism. She likes to sew, ride her bike, and listen to music. She loves fashion and cats and wants to meet Dolly Parton one day. She's also pursuing a career as an actress. In 2020, she earned a role on the Babysitter's Club reboot, and hopes that opportunity will be the first of many in the entertainment industry, the report states. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has called gender-affirming surgery for minors child abuse. After Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issued a legal opinion that said gender-affirming health care is considered child abuse under state law, Abbott implemented a directive authorizing the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, DFPS, to investigate parents who allow their children to receive hormone therapy and other gender transitioning procedures. A Texas judge declared the directive to be unconstitutional. There is currently a halt on any parental investigations until at least July, when a trial will be held. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.